Gary Crisp is joining us from racingandsports.com.au. It was Smoke and Joey and Brook Road that probably dominated Sydney and Melbourne racing on Saturday, Gary.
Yeah, no, exactly, Andrew. Gee, you don't sound too crash hot.
No, I'm all right. The voice is, I've got no strength to the voice. I can promise you I'm fit and well.
That's good. That's the most important thing. Yeah, no, look, just taking Smoke and Joey first. I mean, really, when you went through the race, he was a Group 1 winner in the race, you know, a Goodwood winner. I suppose there was always some concern over the distance of the race, whether he could, perform to his best there at this stage of his campaign, you know, coming off the Queensland win there over 1350. But we've got him going close to his best there again on Saturday. Runs around about that 1:15 time form mark, which is sort of borderline listed Group 3 company, which is sort of normally where he would sit in the overall scheme of things. So there's probably another win or two in him probably before the better horses come back, in the spring.
We've learnt this morning Lord of the Sky's got a major leg injury and has gone out, so there was genuine excuse for him dropping out so quickly in the straight.
Yes, Andrew, he's been a difficult horse for punters to follow, hasn't he? He's been, he runs some good races, as we saw him run in Sydney and also, at Morphettville there, but he obviously there was something not quite right with him there on Saturday, so hopefully he will come back and, do the right thing by punters.
Petrology is a horse, I think, that we had Tom Dabernick on Tuesday, that they were concerned 1,200 may have been a bit sharp, but we know how good he can be, particularly in a spring.
Yeah, look, and he's one of the horses I think that could make his mark going forward. He's only relatively lightly raced, and he was disappointing at the back end of his campaign last time. But certainly in the spring last campaign, last year he did run very well there, finishing off with a Sandown Guineas win, and we rated that race around about 110 on time form, which was sort of around about the average sort of figure for that race in recent years. And he's resumed there on Saturday with a figure of 102 with a lot more to come. And that was certainly, one of his better first-up performances in terms of rating. So I think he's a horse that, as you say, when he gets out to 1,600 metres, you're going to see a lot more of him.
Volcanic Ash had won race three there on Saturday at Caulfield. It was heavily back to win and got the money. I don't know how much Mick Price expects out of the horse, but, again, it was a good sort of winter-type win on Saturday.
Yeah, it was, Andrew. These horses that come through the winter months are often hard to gauge whether they will hold their form going forward into the spring. But there's enough races early on in the spring for these sorts of horses to actually, get a few wins on the board. And this guy's very consistent. He's put together now both at Caulfield over 1,400 metres in three-year-old open company. That's his fourth win in total. He's a very honest little horse. And the way he races, he may even stretch out to 1,500, 1,600 metres. But I'd say there's some other opportunities for him before the big guns come back.
The Melbourne Jockeys Premiership clinched yesterday by Damien Oliver to win his 10th title. The Sydney battle, looking at it, Hugh Bowman, Gary's got seven rides already on Wednesday, where Blake Shin and James McDonald are sort of four and one at this early stage. So it looks like the Premiership is Hugh Bowman's.
Yeah, it does, Andrew. And it's a marvellous achievement, really, by Hugh to be able to win it, given, he restrictions of his weight and so forth. And, we're very fortunate there in Sydney. We've got a lot of really top-class riders. Any one of those three riders would be worthy winners of it. But unfortunately, only one winner. And, I think Hugh's done a tremendous job this season. As we've seen in the last couple of meetings, he's, been the peak of his form.
Brook Road, the standout in the July sprint. Was there anything else on that program come Saturday at Canterbury?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of horses there, Andrew. I mean, Brook Road obviously turned that disappointing run around at Rose Hill and won very well there on Saturday. Obviously, the race, the way it was set up with the fast pace early played into her hands. She's a consistent type, and we've got her running a figure of 105 on time form, which was the similar sort of figure she ran when she won first up at Rose Hill. So, again, at the early part of coming into the spring, there's probably another race in her somewhere. I like the performance of Babiro. This guy's, we saw him last campaign. He had a long campaign, but he was very consistent. He won the Ajax Stakes, and then he was placed in the Canberra Cup at his run before that. This was probably his best first up run that we've seen him put in his career, and we've got him going to figure 111 on Saturday, which is still about 5 or 6 pounds under his best form last campaign. And he doesn't really perform first up. So, you know, there's perhaps a message there that sort of he may, Bourne may have got him back a lot better this time. And interestingly, second up, he's only one from four, but third up is when he really shines. Certainly, coming off an 8 to 21 day break, he's won 10 of his 12 starts, 10 of his 12 races coming off an 8 to 21 day break. So, listeners should keep an eye out for that.
Okay, so there's a couple, Barbero, particularly if you're Bjorn Baker. International racing, Gary, I know you're all over it at Racing and Sports. Got the Sussex Stakes, I think, Thursday night our time, and then we get to these cup races in the UK that will decide who comes to Melbourne for the spring.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. It's a very interesting time of the year in the UK, and as you say, the Sussex Stakes again, so low, and Glen Eagles, I mean, we saw both those horses win at Royal Ascot, and their solo was dominant enough in the Queen Anne, although some of the form might be considered a little bit suspect around him, but he's certainly a very talented horse. And Glen Eagles, I know that the guys got a very high opinion of him in terms of being probably agents, he's probably the best mile he's ever had. Well, if that's the case, he's certainly going to run a big race in the Sussex, but it's always been a good race in recent times, the Sussex Stakes, so that'll be one to keep an eye out on. And Cliff de Paris, who won the Ascot Gold Cup for Ed Dunlop at the Royal meeting, he's going to be running there at Goodwood, so we'll get a better line on him to see if he has made that transition in his form and his rating. So,
yeah.
But certainly he's in good company there with Ed Dunlop and Red Cadet, so maybe we might see the both of them back out here again in the spring for the Cup.
Yeah, time will tell whether a trip to Paris comes this year or next year. We'll wait and see how he goes at Goodwood, first of all. Good on you, Gary. Enjoy the week, mate, and I promise you I am well, but the voice, well, it's lacking everything at the moment. It's got no strength to it at all.
Well, good on you, Andrew. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week, mate.
Good on you, mate. Gary Crisp joining us from Racing and Sports.